This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. And today we talk with Dr. Benjamin Bryant, a surgeon at Helen Newberry Joy. And the subject is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And what's so tragic about colon cancer is even though it's so easily preventable, it's still one of the leading causes of cancer deaths in the United States.
The number three diagnosed cancer in men and women every year, year in and year out. About 150,000 people are expected to die from it this year. It's quite common, and it is completely preventable. And so screening for colon cancer, it's just the smart thing to do, unless you like playing Russian roulette.
No, I don't think so. So aside from screenings, are there any colon cancer symptoms to look for?
You don't get symptoms from that condition until the cows are out of the barn, pretty much. I mean, colon cancer has to be pretty far down the road before you start having symptoms from it. I mean, people think about, well, you might have blood when you have a bowel movement. Well, most colon cancers, you can't see it. It might be there, but you have to test for it. You can't see it. And in terms of, well, you know, my stomach hurts, not until very late in colon cancer, or difficulty with the appetite, or change in bowel habits, that kind of thing. That tends to happen late, which circles us back to the emphasis for screening.
How about a thumbnail sketch of colon cancer?
All colon cancers start from what are called polyps. A polyp is an abnormal collection of cells within a little ball of cells inside the colon. The colon can make more than one kind of polyp. Some of them will turn into cancer. Some never will. But the ones that will, there's this little ball, this little collection of cells, and they start to become more abnormal. And eventually it reaches the point where a pathologist will be able to say, that's a cancer cell. The point being, no polyp, no cancer. And polyps do not cause any symptoms at all. You have to screen for them. And colon cancer is prevalent enough in this country that the national organizations that make the recommendations have determined that it is justifiable to screen the entire population. But enough colon cancers are prevented or diagnosed at an early enough stage that they're curable, that approach is justified. And colon cancer screening by colonoscopy is generally recommended to start at age 50. Now, it usually will start at age 45 if you have a first-degree relative like your mom or dad or brother or sister who has had colon cancer.
And the beauty of a colonoscopy is if polyps are found early, they're removed during the procedure, and chances are very high that any cancer is gone?
That is exactly correct, right, and will stay that way. That's the point. When you have a colonoscopy and the polyp is removed, that process is interrupted. That polyp is gone, and that process is basically stopped in its tracks. So when you have a colonoscopy and a polyp gets removed, you have the confidence of knowing that you're safe.
Thank you, Surgeon Dr. Benjamin Bryant, talking with us today about Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And now here's a look at the upcoming specialty clinics at Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center.